I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Come fly with me.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams. If
you can, I am so glad you're with us today. And we have some quieter and gentler travel thoughts in this hour for you. I love to snuggie up the travel experiences, and that's exactly what we're going to do in this hour. But I want to remind you of a bunch of things. If you ever have trouble finding us, you can always go to sabrams, sabrams.com. When you get there, click on forums. That'll take you to travelers411.com. If you go all the way to the top of sabrams.com, you're going to see links at the very tippy top of the page to our family of website brands, and you'll see travelers411.com right there as well. Either way, it'll get you there. That's the interactive side of our website. You'll find that our guests have uploaded photos of the destinations and product services, things we're talking about, in our member photos galleries. I remember when that gallery was one page and had about three albums on it. It's not all that long ago, really. There are more than 50 pages of photo albums at our member photos. And there are anywhere from 16 to 20. I think it's now 20. It used to be four rows of four. I think it's now four rows of five photo galleries at our member photos. And that really enriches the experience of listening to what our guests have to say about places that probably should be on your radar and your roadmap for interesting places to go and visit. Remember, you can follow me when I remember to post things at iTripU at Twitter. It's I-T-R-I-P and just the letter U, iTripU. And we're going to go off today and get snuggy under quilts. It's the most unusual story because these quilts stretch from Lowell, Massachusetts to Paducah, Kentucky. Now, I know what you're imagining. Something like the size of the flag at Fort McHenry in Baltimore, Maryland. I think the flag there is the size of a football field. So can you imagine a quilt that can stretch from Lowell, Massachusetts to Paducah, Kentucky? Well, I want to give you the answer to that riddle. How do you make a quilt or a bunch of quilts stretch from Massachusetts to Kentucky? Right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
I am delighted to have on the line with us Judy Schwender. She's the curator of the National Quilt Museum in Paducah, Kentucky. And I want to say hi, y'all, to those of you listening to us in Paducah on WRIK AM 750. And I'm just wondering what the answer to that riddle is, Judy. How do you make a quilt that stretches from Lowell, Massachusetts to Paducah, Kentucky?
Well, you start with the friendship between two curators.
Very cool. Because what do you find in Lowell, Massachusetts, which is practically a neighbor of us because we're based in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains in western Massachusetts?
Oh, excellent.
So, Judy, when you come to Massachusetts to visit Lowell, we're probably about an hour and 45 minutes, maybe an hour and a half from Lowell, I want to say. What is Lowell, about a half hour from Boston?
Probably.
Yeah, so and we're 2 hours from Boston, so... and it's gorgeous here. You'll love it. We're as pretty as Kentucky is.
now we would argue with that.
Yeah, well, you'd lose, honey. Wait till you get here. I could live anywhere in the world. There's a reason I picked Berkshire County in western Massachusetts.
There you go. And see, I'm here because of quotes.
So let's delve into that story. First of all, how did you get so focused on quilts that you are the curator of the National Quilt Museum?
Well, long ago and far away in another life, I was a traveling wholesale sales rep in Idaho and Montana for a fabric and sewing notions company. And I sold fabric to quilt shops and notions and got bit by the quilt bug, which is, you know.
It's a serious illness. I know.
Oh, yeah, very, very much so.
Yeah.
And fast forward, I fell in love with antique quilts, and then I found out I could get a master's degree in quilt studies in textile history with an emphasis in quilt studies at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. I ended up going there and getting that master's, and then this job opened up.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a very lucky duck. I get paid to work with quilts.
Yeah, there was no luck in that. There's some kind of destiny in the stars.
I believe, yeah. And a lot of people said, because I moved from Montana to Nebraska, and they said, aren't you scared? And I said, no. I said, for once, when I step off this cliff, I feel completely, completely good. You know, this
yeah,
whole
you
thing.
You probably were, you know, some prairie lady in another lifetime.
Maybe, who knows? But,
you know, I'm always fascinated by the communal aspects of quilting.
Oh, and see, today, it's interesting because today, like when you talk about quilting bees and things like that, there are so many ways to connect with other quilters because you can have face-to-face local quilt guilds. You could go to a big quilt, you know, show like the American Quilter Society show here or, I mean, there are shows all over the country. You can be part of a quilt guild online. You know, so there's really no excuse not to connect with other quilters.
And in reality, there are all these adorable places in America where you could plan a road trip and wend your way through charming little towns filled with antique shops and quilt shops.
Yes. Absolutely.
And makes for the most, because, I mean, you know, I'm sure I have people scratching their heads saying, I thought this show was about travel. And it very much is because if you have an interest in fabric, if you have an interest in quilts, if you are decorating a house and you want to add some extra charm to it, picking up things as you travel, it's like keeping the trip alive your entire life. I get up in the morning, and the first thing I see when I open my eyes is a ceramic tile piece I bought in Sintra, Portugal, in February of this year. And I actually bought two of these pieces. They're a little bit different, one from another. They make a gorgeous quilt, by the way, because they look like those blue and white porcelain Portuguese tiles. They're similar to the Delft tiles, but they are uniquely Portuguese. And I bought two similar but different pieces. One's in our morning room, one's in our bedroom. My husband looked at me like, what do you need two of these for? But, you know, all day long, I'm walking past one of them at some point, and it always brings back the memory of being in Portugal and going to Madeira. And if you now apply that to something that you're going to hang on a wall or throw on a bed or put across a sofa or, you know, do something dramatic with that reminds you of the trip you took when you bought it, then now you've really scored.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and, you know, one of the things, don't get me wrong, because I'm a big believer in travel. And I'm a big believer in seeing everything you can possibly see. And my background is in art, so I would see paintings and sculptures. How many of us, though, have sculpture, like a carved marble in our home? Not many. How many of us have an oil painting in our home? Not many. But how many of us have a quilt in our home? Pretty much everybody.
Yeah, but unfortunately, most of them are made of the worst fabric that was bought because, you know, I don't know what makes folks think that something that's machine-made in China is worth hundreds and hundreds of dollars when they put it in a package in a department store. And you get it home, and it's about as threadbare count as, you know, you've heard of, like, you know, 1,000 thread count. This is called, you know, threadbare per inch.
Yes. but at least... You have, you know, it's a medium that you're familiar with, medium that doesn't threaten you, a medium that you can connect with quickly.
Well, I want to take a quick commercial break and come right back and find out about the, through you, the Quilt Museum in Lowell, Massachusetts, your friendship with the curator there and how that led to quilts taking their own trip. Traveling to Paducah, Kentucky, to the National Quilt Museum. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Remember to check me out at iTripU, I-T-R-I-P-U, at Twitter and at sabrams.com. Don't leave me.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at historic Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelsons returns for his fifth season to lead the Boston Symphony, one of the world's great orchestras in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites. This season, thrill to the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, Copland, and more. Become a new BSO subscriber or renew your subscription series. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or visit bso.org. Season sponsors, Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Biz Talk Radio.
Very nice to go traveling.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the air with me Judy Schwender, artist, craftsperson, educated in the wiles and crafts of quilting, and curator of the National Quilt Museum in Paducah, Kentucky. You know, there's a lot of interesting things in Kentucky. I've interviewed a bunch of people in Lexington, and we've talked about the walking tours there.
Mm-hmm.
We've interviewed people associated with what is it, Epsom Downs? Is that in Kentucky?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Churchill Downs? Somebody's down.
Churchill Downs. Yeah.
That's you see what a hockey puck I am when it comes to. In any event, about racing in the state. And there's also a Shaker Museum in Kentucky. So there's plenty to see and do aside from horses and green grass and gorgeous scenery and whatnot.
Absolutely. Here in Paducah, we have the River Discovery Center, because we're right on the Ohio. And one of the things you can do is it's for kids, but if there's a kid thing, I always try it because you always learn something. And it's a barge simulator, and you get to steer it.
Oh, wow.
And I knocked the bridge down, like, right and left, but it was wonderful.
Well, you know,
I really enjoyed it.
A few years back, I flew the 777 air simulator at the training grounds at London Heathrow Airport of British Airways. And I didn't want to do it because, you know, they kept telling me, you know, you'll be so much more confident about flying. I said I couldn't be more confident about flying. Please do not mess up my glow by freaking me out if I crash this sucker. And, you know, I may never want to get in a plane again. They said, no. And, it's really something when you get into something that simulates something. And these things cost $16 million a piece to build.
They're training.
They've got 15 of them. This is not an arcade game. It's not on a normal tour. You don't pay your $2 at the door and get to do this. A pilot actually had to volunteer his time because there is no paid person whose job it is to orient strangers that are as strange as I am, to come and, you know, fly one of these things. And my senior flight officer, Amit Saini from British Airways, God bless the man. He was so patient and sweet and spent about 3 hours of his time with us. And I did good. I did really good.
Didn't knock down any bridges.
No, I did really well. And he said, women tend to do better. There were three men with me, my husband, four. My husband, the head of PR at the time, John Lample from British Airways, and a fellow who does a half-hour weekly show with Armed Forces Radio. And they were going to fly, too, for a bit. And Flight Officer Amit Saini said to the group assembled, I have to tell you now, women always do better than this than men at the first time. You know, they get it right away. So that put a lot of pressure on me not to look like a complete idiot. And I did really well. And having had that experience when I watched this nonsense that the news keeps calling the flight simulator built by the pilot of Malaysia Air 370. Three computer monitors on his desk uploaded with some maps, and you're going to call that a flight simulator? This thing, it you hear the sounds, you feel the G-forces as you take off, the thing angles, like it thrusts, you feel the movement, you hear it, you look out the window and you see out the windshield whatever airport and city has been programmed in anywhere that British Airways flies worldwide. And no, you can't compare that to that, you know, Erector set he created on his desk. But the other thing I learned and knew from the outset was no 777 is going to take off and make a boomerang left turn unless a pilot did that. And somebody talked about, you know, the autopilot not doing its thing or whatever. Honey, you put it on autopilot. It'll take off. It'll land. When I did 40 minutes. Actually, I did 40 minutes and then I did another 20 minutes. And when we did the second 20 minutes, he set it up for a fog landing and put it on autopilot. And that was sweet. It was just sweet. And they were right. I mean, you know, I am completely confident in the air that I'm going to take off and I'm going to land safely. And, you know, having done this, it did reinforce that concept because that plane will do what it's supposed to do. And the fact that they don't know what happened to it, people got involved in that. It wasn't the plane. Trust me on that one. But in any event, we were talking about you mentioned the Ohio River. I don't think I've ever been in Kentucky. Yeah, we'll have to fix that.
Yeah,
because I also need to go to Tennessee. I've been to Tennessee, but always on business. So you fly in, you leave the airport, you do what you got to do in Memphis or Nashville. You get on the plane, you go home. I mean, didn't even have any fun. Well, you know, the fun of doing business, but that's it. So I've got to go out and hit Tennessee and Kentucky. But I have driven the Ohio River in Ohio from Columbus, Newark, Ohio, to right along the river to Steubenville and then into Pennsylvania to Pittsburgh to fly home with U.S. Airways out of Pittsburgh. This is about 140 years ago. I have never taken such a gorgeous pastoral drive along the that trip along the Ohio in Ohio is just gorgeous. And I'm wondering, does it look the same where you are?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous. And you know, it's funny because when I was born in West Virginia in Huntington, which is on the Ohio. And when I was growing up, there were so many chemical plants on the Ohio that they had problems. And they said that a major concentrated effort was made to clean up the Ohio, and it happened.
Well, it must have been all good when I was there because I just remember it as being absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
And then once you got into, you drove through a bit of West Virginia. And across that clothespin bridge? The bridge looks like a clothespin.
Oh, right.
It doesn't look too dissimilar from that bridge they built in Boston. And there's one in the Peace Bridge they built in Derry in Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who the architect was, but there's a I don't know. Do they call them architects for bridges? What do they call them? Engineers? Designers? I don't know.
Civic engineers. Yeah.
All right. We interviewed a couple of different people. I forget where. I think one was in Colorado, maybe. There's one in Barcelona. The guy, there's a Spanish bridge designer that the folks in Boston sort of copied, and nobody ever mentions the Spanish bridge designer. Because when I first saw the Boston Bridge, I thought that was that was done by the Spanish guy, but apparently not. And I am, you know, my favorite line is, creative people are just better at hiding their sources. So we're going to talk about creative people and the quilts at the National Quilt Museum. Who knew we even had a National Quilt Museum? And I was so completely confused because the byline was Paducah, Kentucky, and the first paragraph is about Lowell, Massachusetts. I said, you know, what PR person messed up on this one? But it turned out to be a blessing in my life, so I'm glad you're here. I'm going to come back and talk about the National Quilt Museum and your friendship with the Quilt Museum in Lowell, Massachusetts, right after this. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here.
what the models have.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors. Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer in residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
You love your car, and so does CarChex. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with car checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. That's GreatHealthyWater.com.
Wave Home. Home solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Up a lazy river by the old mill run.
That lazy, lazy.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you ever drive from the Northeast down to Florida, along the way you will pass through any number of towns where quilting is a big deal. You'll see shops with clotheslines hanging out front and beautiful quilts, handmade quilts hanging on them. If you go into Pennsylvania, particularly around Lancaster, Pennsylvania, in the Amish country, you'll find lots of quilt shops, quilts made by the Amish and the Mennonites. And it's a combination of a burst of glorious color patterns and designs. And I have on the line with me Judy Schwender, who's the curator of the National Quilt Museum in Paducah, Kentucky. And again, hi, y'all, listening to us on WRIK AM 750 in Paducah and the greater Illinois and Tennessee surrounding area. What drew you to quilts?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I remember walking into, when I was a traveling sales rep, and I walked into a quilt shop, and there was all this color, and there was all this pattern, and it just had an energy going on.
But, you know, historically, quilts have incorporated everything from family history to messages.
Oh, yeah.
I interviewed a woman, I can't remember her name, but go to sabrams.com and put quilt into the search box, and you'll get a link to it. There's a lady in the Adirondacks, easy for you to say, in New York, who I had on the air probably about, I'm going to say, 6 years ago. And she runs a museum and, I think, shop. And what's a museum without a shop? Dedicated to quilts, and particularly the thing I remember most about talking with her was she talked about the quilts during the slavery era, where different designs meant different things, and people would hang them outside their house as a banner, the way folks hang flags and banners, decorative things on poles outside their front door these days. And these banners would be a signal to the slave movement trying to get out of a slave state into a free state, that this was a good night to move or stay put where you are. And
can I interrupt for just a second?
No, you're not interrupting. You're part of the story. Talk.
Well, see, this whole idea, and this goes to the backstroke to how I met Anita Lascalzo, who curated this exhibit. She and I are both members of the American Quilt Study Group, which is the scholarly end of quilt making, where people do research based on quilts. And so far, there's anybody who has espoused that theory, nobody has subjected it to historical scrutiny.
I got to introduce you to this lady. And you could see, you know, but you know, you bring up such a wonderful point that I tell listeners all the time, and I know I greatly offended the aunt of the bride at a wedding I went to when she started boasting about her experience on a tour in China. And I said, you know, that's largely not true. And she was very defensive of her fabulous tour guide. who was busy espousing whatever they were told to say.
Well,
especially in a destination like China, where free speech is not among the capitalistic things going on there. But if you take a tour of a place, I don't care where the place is, and go back a few months later, or the next day, or later the same day, get another tour guide, you will hear such diverse information.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
There's, I toured the cathedral at, oh, where is it? Las Palmas, in Mallorca.
Okay.
And Chopin spent some time at this cathedral. I took that tour twice, 2 years apart. And the stories I heard, maybe I'll tell it later today, the stories I heard were night and day about why Chopin was there. I'll do it in a quick half a minute. The first guide said he had some pulmonary problems. He went to this island that's owned by Spain to go to this monastery where the monks would use medicinal herbs and whatever and try to take care of his bones and his lungs. The other one said by the time he arrived on the island, the monastery was closed. It was no longer a working monastery. And since he was there with his both divorced, pants, slacks wearing, smoking girlfriend, George Sands, and her children. And this was a Catholic country where the women still looked like flamenco dancers when they dressed. They weren't ready for her. They weren't ready for him. They weren't ready for the relationship. Nobody would rent them a villa. So somebody wound up basically condoing the cathedral.
Oh,
and
God.
The second guy swore up one side of the street and down the other that that was the real deal. And that was just one of at least a dozen divergent points. So, you know what? I'm going to go dig out the lady in the Adirondacks. I'm going to introduce you to and see where that comes. Because I loved her story. It was a good yarn anyway.
And see, that's pretty much where quilt historians are at. It's a good story, but it's not good history.
How about that?
So, and of course,
I love dealing in gossip. This is wonderful.
Oh, don't call it gossip.
But this is what you find out when you travel. Listen, I spent over 2 hours in a library in Chester, England, trying to read the British point of view of the American Revolution in a history book. And the reason it took so long was there is nothing called the American Revolution. It's called the Colonial Uprising.
Oh, yes.
And we didn't win. Did you know that? No, they finally got to the point. They finally got to the point that the Brits were dealing with Napoleon, and what did they need with these crazy people in a wilderness? What are we fighting over, wasting time and money over here? If they really want this wasteland, they have to start building cities and whatever, and make a life in this all these trees and mountains and oceanfront and whatever. Then let them have it, and let's go home. That's how it ended. It didn't end with us winning. Try to tell that to us. You know, so it's all a matter of the point of view. When, and that's what you learn when you travel. You'd never get that out of an American history book.
Oh, gosh, no.
Are there any quilts that actually do tell history?
Oh, absolutely. There is a fabulous, well, actually, there's a quilt and there's a quilt top that were made back in the 1800s. Called the Graveyard Quilt. One is in the collection of the Kentucky Historical Society. One is in the museum in Ashland, Kentucky, which is over by Huntington, West Virginia. And it depicts a graveyard with, you know, a fencing in the middle, and around the outside edge are coffins. And as the lady who made it, as her family passed away.
Oh, good grief.
Coffins were moved into the graveyard. And see, that sounds very macabre to present-day people. But you got to remember, you know, we are far removed from death. Death happens in a hospital. It happens somewhere else in present-day, you know, the United States. But to the Victorians, it was, you know, it happened all the time.
Yeah, but would you want to sleep under that?
Well,
I don't think I'd want to put that on my bed. Not even on Halloween.
And see, it's just a different sensibility because the Victorians had a whole different thing going about death. And when, for instance, we don't typically have the viewing, it doesn't happen in the home anymore. You know, it happens at a funeral home. It happens somewhere else. But people were laid out in their homes. So it's a much more immediate thing to a it would be a much more immediate thing to a Victorian person than it is to a present day American.
Well, my research tells me that you have over 500 quilts in your museum.
Oh yes.
Well, we need to talk about some of them, and we're going to do that right after these important messages. So stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Make sure you check out what's going on at sabrams.com. That's sabrams.com. And travelers411.com. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, December 6th through New Year's Eve. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Plan on visiting historic Boston this holiday season and make the Boston Pops at Symphony Hall one of your stops. Your family will love it. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19. Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's good to touch the green, green grass of home.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Judy Schwender, the curator of the National Quilt Museum in Paducah, Kentucky, on the line with me. Having a special interest and weaving that into your travel experience will unquestionably heighten the value of your travels. So if one of the things that you're interested in falls in the category of handicrafts in particular and focused especially on quilting, you probably want to make a point of visiting the National Quilt Museum. Now, you had mentioned at the outset that there was a special friendship formed between you and the curator at the Lowell, in Lowell, Massachusetts, at the Quilt Museum there. And apparently they're celebrating their 25th anniversary. So where did you two meet?
We met at the American Quilt Study Group. And got to know each other there. The AQSG has annual meetings. And then I got to know her through, well, quilt museums borrow exhibits from each other. So I got to know her there. And then it was so fun because, quite frankly, sometimes it's hard to find somebody to talk antique quilts with.
I would imagine.
So
you are a special subset.
It is. It is, you know. And so it was always wonderful to talk with Anita, find out her take on things, see what she was doing research in, and just to get to know what all she was thinking. And Laura, too. Laura Lane, who's the collections manager at the New England Quilt Museum, she was always so helpful to me when I needed to borrow quilts. We don't have antique quilts in our quilt museum, in our collections, where we collect contemporary quilts.
You like that?
So one of the things...
It's like a giant jigsaw puzzle in color. I mean, that's part of... It's almost like... It's like if you enjoy looking through a kaleidoscope, you have to love a quilt.
Yes, and... in looking through a kaleidoscope, because, you know, it's funny because I think Americans tend to wear solid colors, okay? If you look around at people around the world, other nationalities tend to wear prints. Americans tend to wear solid colors, and they tend to wear black, a lot of black. So when you are confronted with the explosion of color and pattern that is in quilts, it's pretty seductive. It's like...
It's magic.
Come here and touch this.
You don't let people touch the quilts, do you?
Oh, no.
That would definitely be a no-no.
Yeah, and I have... we have a wooden quilt in our collection that was carved by Fraser Smith out of Tampa, Florida. And we have a touch piece there that people can handle. And it's really grimy. And somebody suggested once that I should clean it up, you know. And I said, no, because this shows what would happen to the quilts in the gallery
if we
allowed people to touch them.
Well, did you ever go in Rome into the Basilica where St. Peter's statue is? Ever been there? Where the Pope lives.
And yeah, I've never been there.
The cathedral next to it. Okay. Well, you walk in and there's St. Peter, this enormous marble statue. And it's sitting on this huge pedestal. So it's pretty high up. But it's not so high up that you can't touch his toes.
Oh,
so over centuries, people have reached up to touch. You can actually reach his, it's his left foot, but with looking at him, it would be on the right, you know, and you'd be mm-hmm. touching it probably with your right hand. So if you can imagine you're reaching up, it's about, probably 6 feet up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like 5'7" or taller, the length of your arm, you can reach up and you can touch his right foot. Well, so many people have touched his right foot, it's become a soap dish. You know, it's honestly, it looks like a soap dish. The toes are gone. The front of the foot is gone. And it's just like this hollowed out thing. So, and people don't get it that, you know, something as simple as just, you know, I'll just touch it. What could that do? Yeah, right.
and even, you know, as soon as you wash your hands, you start manufacturing body oils and body sweat.
Right.
You know, immediately. Well,
and that's why if you go into any archive of photographs, they'll give you cotton gloves to wear.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
That the acid from your hands doesn't deteriorate the photos. And sometimes people just don't get it.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that, you know, that they are respectful of the National Quilt Museum in Paducah, Kentucky. When does the Lowell, Massachusetts exhibit that is at your place in Paducah go back to Lowell?
Well, actually, what we have, they borrowed quilts from various people to create the exhibit.
Uh-huh.
So the exhibit here runs through September 16th, and at that time, then I ship the quilts back to the owners.
Very cool.
And that, you know, a lot of exhibits are curated that way because even though there's, you know, what, 11 quilt museums in the United States, there's 21 million quilters. We don't have, you know, a million quilts in those 11 museums.
No, but you think about it. You know, there are so many towns that would benefit from tourism. And just about every town in the U.S. has something historic. Something. Somebody was born there. Somebody slept there. Some event happened there. Some airplane flew in there with some dignitary on it. There is something in the town. And maybe there's just some wonderful architecture. There's a way to find things. But when you create something that's a special interest and you promote it properly, people will come to you along with that paper stuff and the jingling stuff in their pocket and that plastic stuff in their pocket. And they'll stay in hotels and they'll eat meals and they'll buy souvenirs and they'll pay admissions. And it will mean that there are people that have to be employed to administrate, to do custodial work, to landscape, to maintain the buildings, and artists and artisans who become involved. And before you know it, you have created an economic revenue stream that otherwise wouldn't be there at all. And when you get on something like the quilting trail, and there is such a thing.
Oh, there is.
And you can just follow it across the country. I was in an elevator in Taipei in Taiwan with 5 or 6 Americans who were there for the Banzai Festival. You know, who would have thought they fly 12,000 miles to go and take their cuticle scissors out and be concerned about how do you do what you're doing and get into it.
Well, it's remarkable. We get visitors from around the world all the time.
I bet you do. We're going to have to leave you now. I'm glad you joined us this hour. Stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.